Chase and Michelle, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Hey, a reminder, Smashville Life is going to be tonight in Bellevue, Brewhouse 100, starting at 6 o'clock. As you'll get to see Tommy Novak will be there, and Yusso Parsonen will be there as well. It's all presented by Spring Hill Heating and Cooling, Little Harpeth Beer, and Superbook Sports. Chase McKay, Michelle Knezvik, Nick Kieser with you. Let's say hello to Ryan Johansson, who has been nice enough to join us this morning. Predators back in action tomorrow night against the Boston Bruins. Ryan, how you doing?
Great, guys. How are you guys doing?
Doing fantastic. Thanks so much for doing this. So obviously the other night was not the result that you all wanted, and we've talked a lot about consistency this season. That's something that you all as players have brought up, your coaches, your general manager, that it's just there are times where things go up and down. So how do you take the other night, build from it, and get ready for one of the best teams in the league coming into town tomorrow?
Yeah, it's tough because it's you know, everything's based on results, especially right now. But you know, I liked a lot of things we did in the game versus Arizona. And I actually thought they played a really good game. Their goalie had a good game, and you know, I think it's one of those ones where it's just about looking to take another step quickly and look at some. We'll look at some things this morning. We'll review it and just try and, you know, get to another level as fast as we can.
How do you've been here a long time. You're one of the leaders in that room. You've been through a lot. And you know, when you go through a season where, like you just said, a game where you do a lot of the right things, but the results don't show that with the wins, how do you keep frustration from entering the locker room in a negative way? Sometimes you can build off frustration and use that as a motivation, but how do you all keep it from seeping in a negative way?
It's pretty simple. We have to show up as professionals and as individuals. We need to prepare ourselves to be the best we can be at every game and bring what we do to help our team win. So that's just something you learn as a pro and coming into the league and then gaining experience that, you know, win or lose, it's just about pressing on and moving forward. And you got to be able to let games and moments and things go. And just, like I said, just move on.
Talking to Ryan Johansson, Predators forward. One cool thing that happened the other night is a guy that I know you were close with, PK Subban, was back in the house. He was honored before the game. Obviously, yeah. A key part to that team that went to the Stanley Cup final. What was it like having him back in the room and getting to catch up with him?
It was awesome. It's always great to see Subby. He's always good for some laughs and some entertainment. He's awesome. But it was great to see him. It's cool that he's continuing, and the Preds have continued doing his Blue Line Buddies organization as well. And, you know, he really leaves impacts and not only just Nashville's community, but all over different places. He's a beauty.
Oh, no doubt. And he has personality. I mean, you obviously have personality. You bring that to the Predators locker room, both, you know, on and off the ice. And I think as somebody that's, you know, that covers the team, that's important. I mean, we want to see that. But why was his just maybe so different from everybody else's? Because I feel like whenever I was in the room, you know, after a morning skate or something and Subban was holding court, it was everybody was laughing. It was a good time.
Yeah, exactly. It was never a dull moment with him. And there's a lot of back and forth banter going on a lot of the time. It wasn't very silent around our locker room, that's for sure.
We're talking to Ryan Johansson, Predators forward, and that's important when you talk about just how tight-knit a locker room can be. You guys are still that way, and some of those core players like yourself, Yos, Ekholm, others are still there. And so when you're going through the ups and downs of an 82-game season, how important is it to have that, especially with so many young guys on your team, to kind of see how you veterans do it?
Sorry, it cut out there on you. I couldn't hear first part of that.
You're good. I was just saying how important it is. You guys, you know, with this core so tight knit, and like to have fun and razz on each other. How important is it to have that camaraderie, especially with the young guys that are in this room that are just breaking in?
Yeah, it's crazy important. It's so much more important than I think people think and would think in general. I think, you know, that energy and that bond and that friendship and just that closeness with teammates, it's so important, and it's and it makes everything we do, the highs and lows, it makes you guys, when you're a close group, it makes it easier to move on and grow and continue to, you know, do things that are going well or whatever. But it's something that I personally take a lot of pride with and love being a big presence in our locker room and being a vocal guy and a fun energy guy that's one thing I take a lot of pride in.
I know for players, you have to focus on the job at hand, and that's winning games, collecting points, and ultimately making the playoffs. But you know how the business side of this works. Sometimes we're approaching the trade deadline. David Poile was on our station yesterday saying that, you know, he doesn't see the team as a buyer. He doesn't know if the team is a seller yet. You know, a lot of that dictates the next few games. You know, is that discussed at all in the room, or do you guys just have to ignore it and go about your business?
Yeah, it's not discussed for sure. It's outside noise and stuff that we can't control. We got to control what we control. And right now we're trying to get on a roll here and put some wins together so we can make the playoffs. And that's the only thing on our minds right now.
And you'll have a good test tomorrow, which I know for you guys, when you play teams like Boston, like Florida, like Minnesota, like you're going to have the next three games, you know, you like those measuring stick type games. Boston, though, one of the best in the league. So how excited are you for them to come to your barn and you get a big test like that?
Yeah, it's great. It can be one of those games where you know, if we can find a way to be successful, it can be a good confidence booster, and so we know it'll be a challenge, and they're a great team, and if we can do everything we can and play our A game and come up with 2 points, that'll be a good feeling moving forward.
I asked Phil this last week, and I'll ask you the same thing. Of, you know, the schedule, you've had some gaps in it with the All-Star break, and they had a little break in between Vegas and Philadelphia. Now things are really going to heat up, and it's going to be back-to-backs and every other night. Do you like that? Does that work better for you as a player to just kind of keep it going and not have the lulls?
Yeah, it's if your body's staying healthy, yeah, it's a nice rhythm when you're playing a lot of games like that. But sadly, for the most part, usually your body's taking a bit of a beating with all the travel and all the games like that. But I guess I would like the more consistent schedule of the routine. But the breaks are hopefully definitely going to help us a little bit in the long run. And we do have a couple of guys banged up right now, so it's been nice to have a couple of days in between games again here. And just to get them closer to being back as well.
Well, Ryan, appreciate the time today. Go have fun with Dozier for a little bit before you get ready for Boston, and we'll talk to you soon.